Hold on a moment. There we go. Sorry. It takes me a moment to make lungs, vocal cords, and a mouth. It's all pretty delicate. I scared you. Miss, the facility is closed. I assumed I was alone in here for the night. You gave me a bit of a start. Please calm down, Miss. You know what? I'm sorry. Hold on a sec. There, now. What? Eat you? No, Miss. I'm the custodian for the building. We've met before, actually. Well, you've seen me. We've seen each other around here before. The New Year's party? Yeah, I mean, I was working mostly. I'm not so good with large groups of people. No spells. No compulsions. I'm just on the payroll. I was just working there. I guess if you could come up with some kind of spell to get a mindless slime to do my job, well, guess you wouldn't need me. So please do me a favour and keep that idea to yourself. If you would, miss. Well, yes, miss. I'm intelligent, or well, intelligent enough, I guess. I can understand the confusion. A lot of slimes aren't. But we are having a conversation. Hey, what are you doing up on the 35th this late anyway? The door. Oh, these new automated keycard reader things. They really don't work too well, do they? I'm sorry you got locked in. We'll get you out of here, okay? Well, no, miss. I'm sorry. I don't actually carry a keycard with me most of the time. There isn't much point when you can slide under the doors. Most days I only come to the office with the headphones here. They're low profile enough that I can slide them under the door when I collapse them. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm being terribly rude. I know humans find it off-putting to talk to a blue translucent head in the middle of a puddle. There we go. A body like yours. Oh, not just like yours, obviously. a human body, I mean. This is the shape I take for interacting with people most of the time. You can still kind of see through me, but I think it's pretty good for simile. Don't mind the puddle of me trailing behind where my feet should be. There's a lot more of me than there is of a human, so, well, it has to go somewhere. That's all me. You've never interacted with a slime before, have you, miss? Well, I suppose we aren't very common. Most of us keep to ourselves. Anyway, let's just figure out how to get you out this conference room. Maybe I can jimmy the lock. These security doors really don't budge. The bolt won't move without a digital say-so, I guess. I'm afraid I'm not sure how to get you out of here, miss. Not without doing some significant property damage. Well, I might not be able to get you out of here, but I could keep you company if you wanted. A great view. Oh, that's nice. I'm afraid the windows don't do me a lot of good, miss. Well, the fancy word for it is I echolocate. Slimes don't have eyes, you see. Not real ones, you know. I can ping everything in the room with pretty exact detail in every direction. But I can't see through windows. Oh, well, I don't really need any cleaning supplies, miss. I just sort of... Well, I eat all the dust and the trash. Oh, I'm not dirty or anything. I just make parts of my body more acidic to digest things. That's how we eat. It also means we're actually really clean, because we burn up all the germs and such. My sister actually works disinfecting operating equipment over at the hospital. Well, yeah, sister. I mean, technically, slimes don't make more slimes the way humans make more humans, but since the blend, living in human societies, well, some of us choose to be male or female. And my sister liked the idea of being a girl. I never really saw the point. Never really understood making up rules about who's supposed to be with who either, to be honest, but I just don't really think of myself as one way or the other when you can be whichever you want. I mean, I can sculpt any of the bits and pieces out of myself, so I'm probably getting into more specific territory than you were looking for. Never mind. You're looking pretty tired, miss. How long have you been up here? Oh, miss, I'm sorry. It'll take me a bit, but I can eat my way through this door if you want. They probably won't fire me under the circumstances. Well, maybe I could get you something to eat. There's probably something I can find that'll slide under the door. Well, old bagels and bottled water aren't exactly a feast for you solid types, but I'm glad you have something. Bored, huh? I guess I can understand that. Do you... like music? Oh, stupid question. Everybody likes some kind of music. You can borrow my headphones if you want. Nah, the rest of the building can wait. I run a tight ship around here. Honestly, I could skip the whole place for the day, and as long as I empty the bins, nobody would notice. You're kind of my priority right now, miss. I know it must be a bit scary being locked in here. I just figured I'd, you know, keep you company. You look pretty stressed. Not that I think you don't look really beautiful or anything, because you do. I mean, oh God, I don't mean that in any kind of disrespectful way. I just didn't want you to think that when I said you look stressed. God, I'm going to stop talking now. Why don't you sit down? I hope this doesn't violate any office place rules, and you can certainly say no, but would you like me to rub your shoulders? You must be feeling pretty tense, and I've been told that slimes give pretty good massages. I've never done it before, but I've looked up how to, you know, in case. Yeah? Okay. Okay. You just kick back then. Put your feet up on the table. Not like anyone's going to see. I'm just going to let some of myself slide around your shoulders and your neck. And find the tight spots. Nothing. Nothing. Okay. One of the nice things about being amorphous is being able to mold myself around things. It means I can rub the tension out all over at the same time. Does that feel good? Squeezing all those tight spots. Rippling against them. Yeah? Good. I'm sorry, that wasn't... Maybe this was a bad idea. I'm sorry. It's just... We're just a really tactile people, and I didn't realize just how amazing you would feel. I swear I'm not trying to be a creep. I just wanted to help. It's just... Well, I've never really spent much time touching humans before. And maybe it's just you in particular, but your skin just feels really good. And then I was already doing it, and I didn't want to make you uncomfortable by telling you all this, but then I made that noise. Keep going. Are you sure? Oh, okay then. I'm just going to squeeze and rub. Rub your shoulders. You seem like you're enjoying it. I'm glad. Just let me massage all around the base of your neck. Oh, the taste of you. I'm sorry. We taste everything we touch, you see. You taste really wonderful. I'll go. I made it weird. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make it weird. I'll leave you alone and... More of you. Well, I mean, yes, miss, there isn't going to be anyone around for several more hours. You want to pass the time by... Really? Here. Why don't you just lay back into me? Oh. going to need to get these clothes off of you before I start eating my way through them to get to you. That's better. What? No. Our sensitive spots are whichever parts we decide to make them. Don't worry. Just touching you is incredible. I want to touch more of you. All of you. If that's okay. I'll try to keep a mostly human shape so you have something you're familiar with, but I can touch you in a lot more ways than with just fingers. Oh my. I just want to coat you so I can feel you everywhere. Just relax. Relax. Don't fight. But tell me if you want me to stop. Yes. Let me just spread your arms and legs out. Yes. 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 Like that. And wrap them up in me. Yes. Yes. I will keep you suspended in me while I squeeze and caress every part of you. Oh my God. Every inch of you I touch makes me want more. Let me just pour myself over you. I want to ripple over your skin. I want to roll and knead my way along your arms and your legs. I want to slide down the contours of your spine. I can taste your skin. You are so delicious. And the contrast of softness and firmness is intoxicating. Your breasts feel wonderful. And these firm nipples are just aching to be sucked. And tugged. Oh. I'm not trying to rush things. Oh, but as I roll down your body and wrap myself around your thighs, I can't help but slip between your legs. So warm as I undulate against your thighs and keep spreading. Until I've got your whole body inside me. To constrict around. Feel where you give. And where you don't. Fuck. I need to be inside of you. I'll try and slow down a little. This is where humans are most sensitive. I've learned all about your body. The contours of your sex. I'll just stroke it for now. No need to just flood inside. Not yet. I can just rub it. Rub you all over. Yes. Rub all over you. From pressing in on the muscles at the base of your neck to little gentle ripples on this delicious little clit. Every time you shudder, I feel it all over. It is wonderful. I'm having a hard time keeping a human shape. I'm sorry if I'm getting too tentacly. I just can't extend enough limbs to touch all the parts of you that I have to touch. No, but I need to be all over you. And I can't wait any longer to push inside you. I'm making that part of me sensitive so I can feel a little more like one of your kind could. Gods, I cannot believe how warm and wet and delicious you are. I'm going to engulf you and fill you. I want you inside and out. Just breathe. I won't cover your face, I promise. I won't. I'll leave your face. But everywhere else, everywhere else. I will fill you. I will squeeze you. I have to. Oh, I am going to press into you as much as I can. Push and pull myself into you. Oh yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Fuck. I feel like if I don't start really fucking your wonderful little hole, I'm going to go crazy. Yes. 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 Feel me. Feel me inside you. Feel me. Fill you. Fill me. Cover every part of you. And fill every beautiful part of you. Oh, I can't believe how good you feel. Oh, I never imagined someone could feel like this. Oh, I'm going to keep squeezing. Oh, and rolling and pressing into every part of your body while you float in me. And I am going to fill you with as much of me as I can. Oh, the way you're shuddering and shaking is driving me wild. Oh, I'm gonna move every part of me faster. Yes, yes, yes. Moan for me, moan for me, moan for me before I fill your mouth as well, just for a moment, because all I want to do is get every last sensation I can from your body. Fill me in every hole you have. Fill me inside you. I love squeezing you everywhere you yield. And feeling the resistance everywhere you don't. The give of your tits and your ass. All the firmness every time your muscles tense against me. Oh, gods, your warm, wet holes giving and squeezing so perfectly, yes. Yes, yes, it's incredible. You're incredible. Oh, you're tensing more. Are you going to come? Oh, if you do, I don't think I'll be able to stop myself from doing it with you. Yes, we do come. Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We do come. We do come. We do come. Oh, please. Please come with me. Oh, I can feel you tense and shiver and arch and shudder. Shudder with me. Oh, yes. Oh, come. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, there's going to be a lot. Oh, my. I might have gotten a little wild there, miss. Was that good for you? Oh, yeah. It isn't what humans produce. When slime mate, we sort of roll around and blend together a little, and by the end, everyone involved expels some of themselves together into a new little slime that's made up of a little of all the partners. which is why we produce so much more than a human does. I got so swept up it didn't occur to me to warn you until the end. I'm sorry. It kind of got everywhere. It's all just me. I'll get it off you. Separated or not, I'll just reabsorb it. Anyway, still quite a few hours yet. If you want, I'd be happy to act as a kind of waterbed if you want to take a nap. Or a massage chair, or... We could do some more of that if you want. Whenever you want. Or not, or... Why don't you just lay in me for a bit? I'll keep you floating. And I'll give you a little massage. But slower. Gentler. Kind of like a big, full body hug. If you want to sleep, I'll watch the clock. They took the glass off all the clocks in the building so I could see where the hands are. And I don't sleep, so, you know. You can just relax if you want to. I don't know if this is weird to say, but I really do enjoy having you inside me. And the other way round, too.